love Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Sad times, everyone. It's time for the penultimate 24 years at the tap end. In this current series, penultimate means second to last. And it's been an emotional journey.
It has, but there's no plans for a second series yet, is there? Is it confirmed?
Are you going Alan Partridge?
Give me a second series. Smell my cheese.
I would like to bring it back between 1 and 4 on our new show, which starts next week. Not immediately.
Yeah.
All the good stuff goes off for the summer and then comes back in the autumn.
Yeah, how about we give you the summer to try and remember more stuff? If you need to, you might need to get some kind of hypnotherapy lessons.
I think I'm going to have to, yeah.
Every good show must have a break to make people realise what they miss. Same with your autobiography.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough, yeah. Why not?
So the last one will be on Thursday afternoon, and it will be coming back on our new show, 1 till 4. We'll let you know when. Are you really struggling to remember stuff?
I'm really struggling now, actually, because it's been going on how many months? 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot of time at the tap end, and I need some hypnotherapy or something just to get it all back.
Okay, so for the second to last tap end, where are we heading?
We're going to the 21st year, I think, at the tap end, if you're keen.
I am keen. I'm a keeno.
Becky?
Ready.
I'm ready.
Ready.
The lads had all agreed that this would be the last one. We were becoming veterans in this game, and although we had already invested heavily into the local economies of several 18 to 30s resorts, there was only one more we were all keen to do. Fallaraki. These holidays had become a yearly event since our debut in Malia, but we liked the look of Fallaraki given its history. I even remembered seeing a few episodes of Club Reps that was filmed there. It clearly had culture.
I thought you were going to say some amazing stuff about Greek mythology then.
No, I just thought it had a fantastic history because of that Club Reps show. A bit like when it was good going to the hotel at the weekend because it was the hotel on TV.
True.
So this was like going to the set of Club Reps. We had decided to do things a bit differently this time. The problem with the Malia holiday was that Chinese Dave had organised the flights and accommodation, and our hotel in Malia was almost too nice for what we needed it for. He had got a good deal there, so the hotel was filled with families, and it was a small cab ride into town. The food was incredible, and there was even a tennis court. The downside to all this was that there wasn't many groups of girls, and you had to behave as the hotel had a team of security ensuring order. We didn't need any of this hotel's many facilities or perks. And although Kavos was slightly better suited, we still thought there were better, or worse depending on your point of view, but generally more suited hotels out there.
Less furniture, you're basically saying?
Yeah, we just needed everything to be worse, so that young people were there.
Like that hotel in the Inbetweeners?
Yes,
that's
exactly
what you wanted?
Yeah.
And what you got was a good night's sleep?
What we got was 4-star when we needed 2.
If that.
And that was annoying. It made sense that Johan and Sir Dossa took control of the Fallaraki holiday, and they found a place within walking distance from the town centre that was cheap. And also, the reviews were bad enough that we didn't believe that it was a family-friendly hotel. It was perfect. I found some reviews of the hotel, many in French, but choice phrases include dirty shower with dirty food, I regret my time, and also an English one which reads, families should avoid at all costs.
Perfect.
I also found another couple, one titled Do Not Stay Here, and choice phrases from that. It was dark, smelly, and looked as if it was from the 1980s. Another phrase, we were joined by cockroaches. Another one was in Spanish, I think it is, horrendo. Which the translator thing I found on the internet says horrid. And their one went on to translate to, the structure is very poor, dilapidated, old and dirty rooms, ?
So you looked for the worst reviews of all hotels in the area.
Oh, yes, this was great.
And thought, this is the one for us lads.
Yeah, exactly. At the time of booking, we assumed this must be the hotel that all the young people must go to. On arrival, though, we almost immediately began to see the error of this line of thinking. We were greeted by a fat Greek who demanded we handed over our passports. Not knowing any better, we obliged. I now know legally he shouldn't have done this. And we did steal them back later in the holiday, so that was all good. Our rooms slept four to a room, with the bathroom more like a small section as part of the room. This wasn't so bad at first, but as illness would set in later in the week, a few of the lads decided to start sleeping on the sun lounges outside instead. It also became apparent the next day that the only other people staying in the small hotel was two other elderly couples who claimed to have been going there all their life and two foreigners. We had to stay positive, though, and hoped that a bus full of girls would turn up later in the week.
But it was horrendo.
It
as
was.
The review suggested.
It was horrendo. Nights out were fun, but what made this place great was the separation of the two main roads in the strip, Bar Street and Club Street. We took full advantage and even paid a tenner one night to see DJ Luck and MC Neat.
Did they do Piano Loco?
And
with a little bit of luck. Yeah, surprise.
Tune. Banger.
Any others? No.
Also, I wasn't convinced it was Luck and Neat actually there, because I'm not sure what they look like.
Right, here's the thing. I think this happens a lot with bands who play, especially in abroad gigs.
Yeah.
I think that sometimes some other people turn up.
Well, you did it last year in Cavos, didn't you? Didn't Gary Lucy go in your place?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretend to be you. They put your name on the poster and then he turns up.
I do think it happens where it's like, no one's going to know if that's not DJ Luck. Send him out.
Can I just say, though, for legal reasons, we have to say that we have no evidence that DJ Luck and MC Neat weren't at the club that night.
Health and safety.
Health and safety.
OK, Chris can say what he wants, but I would like to point out that I've got nothing to do with this.
Imagine being sued by DJ Luck.
Well, Chris, it's going to be Chris's future, isn't it? Not mine. I've done my little...
Imagine the solicitor's letter. MC Neat versus Chris Stark.
He'd take you to the cleaners, mate.
Would he?
He's still doing those gigs.
Would I need a little bit of luck?
He's considerably richer than you.
We have bought a new member on this holiday named Johnny, but nicknamed Disco Inferno. He always wore tight black trousers and black sleeveless top. I think it was like his gimmick.
That's right.
Just what he wore every night.
Sounds lush.
He turned out to be an interesting character, but was a bit of a liability. He usually went missing late into the evening and would just appear in the room the next morning. One night with cuts and bruises, one night with no clothes on, and one night he brought back a dog.
I wasn't expecting that.
We got fined for this.
Why did he bring a dog?
We got fined for this, with the hotel claiming that although animals were allowed at the hotel, technically he had brought back a guest.
What? But you can't bill them for a guest. That's like when I got charged on the tube for taking my Anna Kournikova cutout home. Just because it was life-size, it was going to take up the space of a person, I had to buy her a ticket.
That's a good point.
Do you think the same would apply on a plane?
Yeah, I think it would. If you needed a seat...
Well, so if I took my cardboard cutout of Gareth Gates that I used to have back in the day...
I think it's like when they charge fat people for two seats.
Yeah.
If you want to sit next to the cutout, that's taking a seat, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
Might be cheaper to put him in excess baggage if you want to take him with you next time. Where do you normally go with him? You've never mentioned him before. Does he go on all your holidays?
No, he's in my mum's shed now. I haven't got him
out for
a while.
Doesn't go to Dubai with you?
No, I haven't taken him anywhere for a while, no.
I would have loved to have seen that. You and Gareth getting on the plane, walking back through arrivals, just you in a cardboard cutout of Gareth Gates.
Collecting our bags at Terminal 4.
Both with sunglasses on so as not to draw attention to yourselves.
Yeah, me with a tan, him not so much.
They had our passports, so we couldn't complain. To save on money, the breakfast included in our holiday package became essential. Most mornings, we would stroll back to the hotel at 6-ish, after a night out, so that the hotel had to feed us. This annoyed them, and they even tried to claim one night that breakfast would only be given if we'd been sleeping.
I like that.
There was no way we were letting them take our breakfast from us, and we stood our ground on the issue. Usually after breakfast, we would go to sleep, waking up around 4 or 5pm, ready for the next night's fun.
Completely missing any sun.
A week of this took its toll, and one weekend, the boys were in bad shape and low on money.
Did you come back paler than when you left?
Yeah. I've been on nights.
You basically had done a night shift.
Yes,
love that.
Yes.
So many people do that.
I knew it was up to me to get the lads back on form. We gathered around the pool on the afternoon before we were due to go home, and I looked each lad in the eye, as I told them all that we were better than this. We should not be defeated. There was a hero if they looked inside themselves. I snapped back the rimple on my tin of Methos, stood up and shouted, "I am Spartacus," and downed it. One at a time, the lads rose and did the same. I was proud of them all. I stormed over to the small hotel reception and took back our passports. That night, we went for it. Our queen would have been proud. Sir Dosser even pulled a girl. And so did Chazza, but Dan Broadley found a photo on the plane home that raised questions as to whether she was definitely a girl. I can't see it myself, but she did have a strong jawline. I've got the picture here.
Have you?
Yeah.
Put this in the book.
Have a look.
Okay, so this is the night they met.
Yeah.
Obviously. They probably didn't have more than one.
Should we see what Becky's saying?
I'm not convinced.
Let me have a look.
Becky will know.
Yeah. Better for you to judge.
That is definitely a girl.
You can confirm that.
100%.
Right, I'll let him know.
Yeah, if you just text Chazza and let him know.
No, because that'll just be a weight off his mind.
Will it?
Yeah. Falaraki was done, and I learnt that on holiday, it's better to stay in a nice hotel if given the option. Don't hand over your passports, and don't bring dogs back to your hotel room without prior permission from the hotel owners. I also learnt that DJ Luck and MC Neats, A Little Bit of Luck, is an absolute tune.
There's a hero. If you look inside your heart, you don't have to be afraid of what you are. There's an answer if you reach into your soul, and the sorrow that you know will melt away. The string to carry on, and you cast your fear aside, and you know you can survive. So when you feel like hope is gone, look inside you and be strong, and you finally see the truth that a hero lies in you.
Fitting end, I think, to tonight's 24 years at the Tap End. That's Wing there with Hero. Not heard from Wing for a while, have we?
I really wish that Wing had done a cover of A Little Bit of Luck, because that would have just fitted even better.
Daddy, 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 daddy